No amount of reasoning, begging, or threatening by locals could turn the tide and have elected leaders change their minds. Facing a threatened cutoff in funding for debris removal, elected leaders yesterday enacted new rules banishing fire victims from their own properties until the burnt remnants of homes and other structures is removed. While debris removal began Friday and residents can occupy cleaned lots, officials won't get to the last properties for a full year. That didn't sit well with Paradise resident J.C. Martin, whose comments were streamed online.
How do you plan on enforcing this ordinance? Are you guys going to put your employees' lives at risk by trying to enforce this stuff?
Yeah.
Because there are certainly people in this town that may go to extremes. There are children attending school in Magalia, which is burned properties all the way around it. Why is this acceptable, yet an adult property owner can't make their own decision whether they want to live on their own property?
Enduring an onslaught from a restive crowd, Paradise Mayor Jody Jones told the assembled that she largely agrees with them, but has no other choice. She said unless the town relented, FEMA would refuse to pay for debris removal, leaving the cash-strapped town with a $1.7 billion liability, along with a decimated tax base. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.